Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Govern's Radio. Radio Sports Radio 94 WIP 888-729-9494. As we now take our show to Minnesota, as our very own. You might know him. You might love him. You might hate him. And honestly, I'm curious what he does in Minnesota in the afternoon on a Saturday. It's the one and the only from 94WIP.com/GoBirds and our faithful co-host, Mr. Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, what's going on, buddy?
Well, guys, I'm currently living my best life, which for me means sitting in my hotel bed eating cheesy hash browns. So it is a good time here in Minnesota.
I think that's what I'd be doing in there too. Any nighttime plans, or are you just hanging out in the hotel?
Well, I'm excited to watch Penn State lose tonight.
Hey!
I'll be going out and watching that. But I will say, like, all week being around the Eagles, they talked about not remembering the Super Bowl and just focusing on this week and all that. But honestly, the second I got off that plane in Minnesota, it's really hard not to think about coming back here to the city that they won their Super Bowl and all that. So it is actually kind of special being back here.
It's a really interesting point. And I've made jokes about me, like, you know, they own that place. They're going back to where they won the Super Bowl. Do you think that's a positive or a negative? Do you think that's the kind of thing where they walk in that building and it's good vibes and they're like, oh, we know what we did here. Let's go kill it. Or is it they walk in there and it's almost like hard to focus on the task in front of them because you're thinking about the Super Bowl?
If you would have asked me this like 3 days ago, I probably would have said a negative just because, to be honest, you know, a lot of the players aren't here anymore, right? I mean, Nick Foles, those type of guys. But being here, I do think that this could maybe be a spark for this team that they need. Just kind of being in that building, being in that locker room, having Doug, if he wants to, being able to call on those type of things, going out on the field. I do think this could kind of be a spark for them to kind of kick into gear what's been overall a pretty lackluster season from them so far.
Yeah, I'm curious then too, as since landing in Minnesota, then has your mind kind of changed maybe just a little bit on, you know, I know you were kind of high on the Vikings here coming into this. Do you think that this has swayed you enough to be like, all right, maybe the Eagles can go in here and win this game on Sunday?
Well, I've always thought it was a toss-up. I mean, I don't think they're going to win by 21 plus points, you know, like you do.
We have a bet for that, by the way, so that'd be fun.
Yeah. Never felt more confident about a bet in my life. But it's when I first got off the plane, for some reason, I felt a little swayed. But every time I keep going back and thinking, you know, Doug's not going to lose to Mike Zimmer. I can't picture Kirk Cousins beating this team. I mean, we literally saw it last year in Philadelphia. So although I do think it's going to be a close game, it's hard for me to pick the Eagles to win this game in Minnesota. Again, what I think is probably the best defense and the best set of skill position players they've faced so far this year.
Certainly that, and, you know, James is even in mentioning that, you know, in particular, that Jim Schwartz should be aggressive in this. Bring the blitz early, bring it often, and honestly make that interior line come and beat you and make Kirk Cousins come and beat you. I don't know what the Minnesota's planning on doing, but I think that's a good strategy heading into this one.
Yeah, the other thing I would do, and I don't know if you guys have mentioned this, but I would put Brandon Graham on the inside position a lot and rush him from the inside. I mean, he had a really good week last week. I'm pretty sure all three of his sacks came from the inside.
You're correct.
Yeah, all three came from him inside last week. And that's something you saw him do a lot in the Super Bowl, obviously. I mean, that's where his huge play came from. So considering how bad the interior of the Vikings defensive line is, I think you should see Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham coming up the middle all game. I mean, that's really what I would do. I'd put Josh Sweat out there. I'd put Brandon Graham on the inside, and those would be my four rushers.
You mentioned the Vikings defense being definitely the best defense they've faced so far, and probably along with New England, maybe and Chicago, the best defenses they'll face this year. What do you do if you're the Eagles to beat this defense?
I don't know. I mean, look, like I think it's a really
that's
tough
the prime analysis that we're looking for.
That's why,
the
that's
best
why
beat writer in the world. Yeah, right.
Exactly right. No, the reason I think this is an especially problematic matchup for the Eagles is that they don't have DeSean Jackson, and they're not good at making big plays when he's not out there. So you're talking about having to sustain drives of, you know, 8, 9 plays multiple times throughout the game just to get into the 20. So, you know, I would come out and I would throw the ball. I think this is a game where you want to get an early lead. I don't want to lean on Jordan Howard. I don't think they run him to victory. So I think it's an especially problematic matchup, but I think it also stresses how badly they need to steal possessions in this game, whether that's a surprise onside kick, whether that's come away with the turnover when you have the chance. I think the Eagles need to have the ball about three or four more times on offense than the Vikings will, just because it's going to be really hard to score against that defense.
Yeah, honestly, that's kind of, speaking of the reminiscence of 2017, that's what they were best at, stealing possession. Hopefully they win the coin toss, defer, and, you know, it's the old Doug Peterson being able to go out there and score early or in the first drive of the second half there. Elliot, so what is, I guess, in the overall landscape, and you mentioned it, I mean, we have, Warren Sharp was on and made an excellent point, as he usually does, is, you know, this is the last time they played Minnesota. This was the targeting Zach Ertz too much game at home, and mm-hmm. Dallas Goedert was a little baby boy when it came to that, but this is finally the time, and we've been feeling like we've been saying this for weeks, but can this be a Dallas Goedert game finally?
You know, Shiel Kapati of The Athletic wrote an interesting piece this week talking about the 12 personnel. And I don't have the exact stat in front of me, but I'm pretty sure they actually average less yards throwing the ball at 12 personnel than they do at 11. So I think that it's a little bit of a myth that you just put in 12 personnel and then this offense is clicking. I think it does in the running game. But I think this actually has to be an Alshon Jeffrey / Nelson Agholor game. I think they have to throw the ball. I really want to see Agholor out of the slot, use his speed there. So I'm not going into this thinking like Ertz got it. I want to see them get Alshon and Nelson really involved.
I think that's pretty. Yeah, and we talked about that on the pod too a little bit, where, you know, maybe you stick out Matt Collins more or less on the outside and just keep Nelson in the slot, and maybe you can kind of keep him going that way. So
maybe your boy JJ could finally make a play. that would certainly help.
Just get on the field, please, God. What's he done?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just one drop after all. It was a big one, but still. Enjoy the cheesy hash browns, my man, and look forward to talking to you throughout the week on the Go Birds Pod.
All right, miss you guys. Talk to you soon.
So there he is, LA Shore Parks, 94WIP.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.